So Jean-Claude Baby Doc Duvalier is back in Haiti. He returned on Sunday for the first time from France, where he lived in exile since 1986. He became president in 1971, succeeding his father, François Papadoc Duvalier. Baby Doc was only 19 at the time and was forced out of the country after a wave of social upheaval in response to his brutal regime. And we'll talk about how brutal in a minute. But his return suddenly to Port-au-Prince has been met with angry calls from human rights groups calling for his arrest and prosecution on charges of torturing and murdering thousands of Haitians and stealing hundreds of millions of dollars from the nation when he was in power, of course, the poorest country in the hemisphere. But not everyone is so upset. He reportedly was greeted by some like a visiting dignitary and went so far as to say that the country would not be in such bad shape after last year's earthquake had he been in charge. Joining me now to talk about reaction to Jean-Claude Duvalier's return and the options for responding to it is Rico Dupuy, director and station manager of Radio Soleil. Hi, Rico. Thanks for coming back on.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
And also with us is Javier Zuniga, special advisor to Amnesty International, one of the groups calling for Duvalier's prosecution. Welcome to WNYC.
Yeah, hello.
And Haitians, we want to hear from you. What's your reaction to Duvalier's return to Haiti? Do you think he should be arrested and prosecuted? Do you have memories of his regime? Is the situation so desperate, and there is no president currently, that, okay, maybe give Baby Doc a second chance if he can bring some order and direction? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Javier, I'll start with you. Remind us why you and Amnesty International are calling for his immediate arrest.
Well, during his regime, there were widespread torture, extrajudicial killings, and disappearances. All those human rights violations are crimes against humanity that do not accept any prescription, and therefore any country in which President Duvalier is has the obligation to prosecute. So it's as simple as that. He has to be brought to justice to account for his crimes or the crimes that his regime committed during his 15 years in office. I was in Haiti when he was in office, and I remember being in Radio Soleil and hearing many people coming with accounts of people being tortured and disappeared at the time. So, you know, he may have bad memory that what he did at the time of his presidency, but Haitian people, Amnesty International, and his victims have good memory, and it's time for him to account.
Rico, we're getting tweets and other unconfirmed reports, and I stressed unconfirmed as far as we're concerned at this time, that even as we speak, Baby Doc is being arrested at a news conference in Haiti. Are you receiving any such word that, in a way that you can confirm?
Yes. Our sister station in Haiti is reporting that at this time we don't know if he's going to be arrested or simply some legal dossier is being prepared against him. What I can tell you for sure right now, the district attorney is at the hotel with Jean-Claude Duvalier, with the wife, either trying to serve paper or trying to constitute some dossier. But yes, right now, the Caribbean Convention Center, where Jean-Claude Duvalier is, the hotel, is surrounded by members of the Haitian National Police and a member of the UN force right now.
So, Rico, what was he thinking?
I don't know, and this is the mother of all questions. What is this? What is behind this? Who has engineered this? It's mind-boggling. I just I refuse to assume that Jean-Claude Duvalier would just get on a plane and go to Haiti and hope that people would receive him with applause, open arms, and that there would not be forces in the country demanding his immediate arrest. And I refuse to believe also that the Haitian government, as they seem to be suggesting, is not aware, was not aware that of his coming into the country, or the French government, for contrary to what the French ambassador is saying, was not aware. So your question is the appropriate one. What was in his in his mind? I'm not prepared to answer this question at this time. I guess as the events unfold, we'll be able to have a better view of really what we're dealing with at this time.
Now, I should say that our board is absolutely jammed with Haitian Americans calling in, and overwhelmingly they're saying Baby Doc should be arrested on the spot. Jacqueline is an exception from Park Slope. Jacqueline, thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me. Okay.
Go ahead and turn off your radio so you don't have to put up with that delay.
Yeah, that's what I just did. Thank you. Okay. My problem, when I heard a friend of mine call me on a Sunday evening, say, turn off your TV. I said, I don't have a TV. What's going on? He said, Baby Doc, it's home in Haiti. I said, okay. And? My problem, yes, I know a lot of people have been suffering. A lot of people went through hell during the Duvalier regime. But one thing we have to be honest, when he was there, kids were able to go to school. At least some family was able to have one meal a day. Nowadays, we have people dying. Kids are suffering. Family can even send their kids to school. They can even buy them a piece of bread for one day. He's been gone for 25 years. Instead of moving forward, we move backwards 10,000 times. So what I will say, put him into jail for what? What is going to our result? Nothing. What the city, what the country need right now is for us Haitian people to put ourselves together, try to resolve our own problem, try to build school, try to build houses for those people living in tent. I was in Haiti in October. I spent 2 days crying because the country that I knew, the country that I've been going back every year for vacation, was no more. He was gone. He didn't exist anymore.
Javier, talk to Jacqueline.
Yes, I think she's absolutely right that Haiti needs at the moment all the energy, all the goodwill, and all the work of everybody. But also, Haiti, as any other country, needs justice. And without justice, there are things that are going to come up later on. It's an open injury that has to be closed. And the Duvalier regime that I knew at the time that there were peace in the streets. But it's the peace of the cemeteries. And many people died and they were thrown in common graves, or they were even just left to rot in the prison. So there was a country that was economically prosper. It's not correct. It was already one of the poorest countries in Latin America.
Jacqueline, go ahead.
Okay, so what I listened to what you just said. Okay, I understand your point. I'm not arguing with that. But this is something happened so many years ago. Some people didn't even born. I spent 26 years of my life in Haiti. Okay, there's a lot of things that I didn't know back then. But my parents make sure, and my grandmother makes sure that we knew everything was going on. Even like, you know, the grass was green on our side. They make sure they told us it was not green for the other people. Yes, we knew what was going on. But my point right now, it's time for us to stop living in the past. The past is in the past. It's gone. We need to move forward.
Jacqueline, let me ask you, what makes you think that even if you put the past behind us, that Baby Doc could do any better today than the other leaders in Haiti at bringing prosperity and recovery from the earthquake without going back to his old ways?
Well, you know, I don't take it well, because remember, when Baby Doc took the reign in Haiti, he was just a young boy. He was only 19 years old. What exactly 19 years old know about governing a country? Nothing. So practically, he was there just like a puppet, like most of those Haitian presidents lately, okay? He was just a puppet, but those people, maybe like, you know, the one who was in charge when his father was alive, was the one really governing like another country, not him. So yes, okay, they sent him away, they put it. But one more question that I had, whatever, he's back now. He's back now. Maybe, like, you know, now he knows more about what he knew then, because, as everybody know, me, I'm 45 years old. Things that I know back then, now I'm more wiser. If I had to do things over, I know I will do it differently.
And Jacqueline, I'm gonna,
you have to take people, you have to give people a chance.
I really appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Rico Dupuy from Radio Soleil. How many Jacquelines are there in Haiti?
There are some Jacquelines, and in fact, I would say a few of them, or even a lot. And she is very sincere in what she's saying, and I am prepared to respect her point of view. But what I would like to remind Jacqueline, contrary to what she said, or that the victims of the Duvalier regime were not all young. Some of the victims are alive, and I know a lot of them who are alive right now. For example, ask what she just said. Tell it to Franz Duval, who was tortured for 17 years in the prison of Duvalier, the notorious Fort Dimanche, which is our own Auschwitz. And tell it to former Minister Estimé. In fact, when Duvalier had to go, we found a tape recording of a torture session organized by his chief of police, where the former minister was begging for his life, and he was being beaten, kicked all around, and the guy was crying like a baby. And we heard this cassette. We heard the tape. Ask it to somebody who came to my station about 2 months ago, telling me that he was thrown in for demand for 6 months. He didn't do absolutely nothing. He was just at the tax office to bring something to somebody. He had nothing to do with the tax office. And for whatever reason, the stooges of Duvalier came there, and they told everybody to form a line, and they arrested 40 people who were there. And the guy was thrown in for demand for 6 months. He was forced to sleep on the cement floor with no food, no water, and he saw many people in his cell die right in front of him. I mean, these are real. So the wounds are really fresh. A lot of them are still alive, so it's going to be very, very difficult for these people to forget. But I do understand, Jacqueline, there are a lot of people who are articulating this point of view, and it is a particular situation. So specifically after the earthquake, where people tend to believe that Haiti needs the unity of its family, all the Haitian sectors to get together to do the hard work of reconstruction. So I can understand her point of view, but it's not so easy to just erase this from Haitian memory.
One thing that I will repeat. I won't, because I don't think I can confirm this. But so I'm just not going to say what we're getting on Twitter, even though it seems to be from a possibly credible source. But there are reports that Baby Doc Duvalier and Rico, sum it up for us. He is being, according to your correspondent in Port-au-Prince, he's being confronted right now by at least attorneys and maybe the military or the police?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're right there right now at the Caribbean Hotel. And so we don't know exactly if the purpose is to actually arrest him. I tend to doubt that, because the Prime Minister said yesterday that an arrest is not, in his view, imminent, mm-hmm. because legal papers would have to be prepared.
And Javier Zuniga from Amnesty International, in our last 30 seconds, if he is arrested, what would happen? A prosecution in Haiti for past war crimes with the death penalty, and the country would go through that at the same time as the rebuilding?
No, there's no death penalty, no.
Okay.
Hopefully. And they are common crimes, some of the crimes are against humanity. I think that the person of Radio Soleil described many of the horrors that happened during his period. Many of the victims are alive and there. He didn't mention Evans Paul, who was tortured.
And I'm sorry to jump in, but we have to leave it there because we're out of time. But Javier Zuniga from Amnesty International and Rico Dupuy from Radio Soleil, thank you both. Haitians, you can continue this conversation on our webpage at WNYC.org.